Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Our website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Every week we ask a different question, and when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far. And also, don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, and this week's video is right there on our homepage, and you can find more at youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. Gene Zaino is our guest, Z-A-I-N-O. He's the CEO of MBO Partners. Gene, tell us what your organization does.
So, Jim, everything we do is focused on making it easy for people that want to be independent consultants or already are career independent consultants, make it easy for them to do business with their clients and make it easy for clients to do business with them, and kind of really focus on things like everything from the administration, the billing, the collections, the health insurance, the business insurance.
Do you help them build products? I mean, that's one thing that I had to do when I started my consulting business. I did sell my time. I did work for people by the hour, but I also had to. I found that it helped me get started with people if I helped them put what I did into a box and put a ribbon around it. What do you think?
Yeah, I think project work or packaging services up and making them reusable and repeatable is one of the better ways to add value to your clients and make more money.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. How do they find you, folks? How do folks find you, Gene, on the web, please?
www.mbopartners.com.
MBO Partners. And you work with people by virtually, right, wherever they are. They don't have to be under your nose.
That's right, all over the United States, and right. It's primarily a service focused on independent consulting.
Just one of the things I want to talk about in this segment, Gene, are some of the details that you help people with. I know one of the things mm-hmm. you say is they need to get familiar with per diem rates. Tell the audience what you mean by that.
Well, there's a number of ways that those of your listeners that are independent contractors, independent consultants, a number of ways that they could perhaps find opportunities to take better advantage of their tax positioning. And one is certainly independent consultants travel quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And if you're traveling more than a commutable distance, generally more than 50 miles from where you live, if you're going on a project for a couple of days or even if you're taking a long drive, you could go to the government website or GSA has a government website for per diems. You just do a search on Google. And there's per diem allowances that you're allowed to take. If you are set up as an employee of your company, you might be able to take advantage of some of that bill rate that you're getting from your client could be pre-tax or non-taxable mm-hmm. because you're allowed to take a certain per diem for meals and for lodging. Mm-hmm. Whether you use it or not, it's something to learn about.
And that's deductible?
Well, yeah, it's basically an exclusion of income. So if you're getting paid, $10,000 from your client, and you're able to get some per diem, you could actually exclude from your income mm-hmm. the amount that you're allowable for per diem.
Exactly. Well, that's very handy because, as you say, that's pre-tax. So check that out.
It's a 30 or 40%, mm-hmm. savings depending on your tax rate.
Absolutely, check that out. What else do we need to pay attention to?
Well, what we find the most critical issue is people are, it's hard to manage your expenses on a consistent basis. You know, every time you go somewhere, you take a client out, or you do your training, or you're on an airplane, or you're, buying supplies, you need to have a system in place that properly records documents your expenses so that you could take advantage of them. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times consultants are very busy, and it comes to the end of the year, they go to their accountant or whatever, and you know, they have a shoebox of stuff, they forgot what they used it for, and today, again, we're in a highly regulatory enforcement with taxes, and if you don't have everything properly documented and properly recorded, you're going to be challenged on that expense mm-hmm. deduction. So it's very important to have a system in place that you do this like daily or weekly. You know, get it, right. Make it a habit. And I know expenses, everybody hates to deal with it, but you have to do it. You know,
just
write
make
down
note, what make, it, yeah, just make some notes so you don't
make
forget.
Make some notes.
Don't count on your memory. Gene, before we go, I want to ask you about home office deduction.
Yes. There's a home office deduction that you could take on your personal tax return which basically you have to have a portion of your residence that's dedicated to doing your work. Technically, you know, it can't be your kitchen table, because you also eat there. It has to be a place in your home, in your residence, mm-hmm. that's absolutely dedicated to doing that work. So
typically,
you have a desk
in
an office. It could be a room, and then you take a percentage, whatever percentage of square footage that is of your residence, you could take that as a deduction. Now, there's some hidden tricks to that, too, which which may not be very good, because when you sell your residence, you will have to take that back in as income.
Yeah, you have to recapture some of the depreciation that you've allowed.
Yeah.
Gene, you've given us some great things to think about. Give us that website again, please.
www.mbopartners.com.
Independent Workforce Expert, Gene Zaino, Z-A-I-N-O. Gene, come back again real soon.
I'd love to. Thanks, Jim.
Good job today. We'll see you next time. Yep, Gene will be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. 29 after. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.